The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool, called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately, the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk'?" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome back. Do you want to be well? Jesus asks the paralytic laying next to the pool, "Do you want to be well?" What kind of a question is that? Of course the man wants to be well. Man's been wanting to be well for 38 years. He's been lying next to that pool. Why would Jesus ask a question like that? And the answer is that Jesus wants to address the heart of the problem, because the simple fact is that this man does not want to be well. At least he doesn't want it very much. You know, he's gotten accustomed to laying next to that pool. He's gotten used to it. And he stopped trying. Notice, for example, Jesus asks him a real simple question. Do you want to be well? Why doesn't he answer with a real simple answer like, "Yes, I want to be well"? No. Instead, he starts making up excuses. He says, "Well, you know, I can't get to the pool fast enough. Somebody else gets there before me." Excuse me? For 38 years? I mean, you've been laying next to this pool since 1985. And you can't get in even once? No, he stopped trying. He's grown complacent. And that's really interesting, because that number 38 is an incredibly important number in the Old Testament, and John always makes Old Testament references. 38 was the number of years the Israelites wandered in the desert after they failed to try to get into the Promised Land. And you say, "Wait a minute, I thought the Israelites wandered for 40 years in the desert." Well, they spent the first 2 years at the foot of Mount Sinai. And then Moses took them straight to the Promised Land, showed them the Promised Land over the edge, and he said, "Go in and take it, it's all yours." And the people looked into the Promised Land and they realized this is not going to be easy. This is going to take a lot of effort. God promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. Got to the edge of the Promised Land and they suddenly realized that they were going to have to milk the cows themselves and tend the bees. It was going to take a lot of effort, and the people didn't try. Wouldn't trust God, wouldn't put forth the effort, and their punishment was they wandered for 38 more years. Well, this man served his 38 years, and so Jesus heals him, but you know, it raises a really important question. Do you want to be well? Because whether you like it or not, you and I have a pool like this in your life, and you're laying beside it. It's a place where you've stopped trying. It's a place where you've stopped putting forth any effort. It's a place where you've fallen from your first love. And Jesus' question to this paralytic is his question to you and to me: do you want to be well? A few little questions for you to pray about? Have you grown so complacent that there are some sins that you're not even going to try to fight anymore? Have you become afraid of what real change would entail? Have you stopped putting forth any effort? Have you stopped admitting that there's even a problem, even to yourself? Do you want to be well, or do you want to just keep on sitting there? A little something to pray about here in these last few weeks of Lent. May we hear our Lord's voice and answer him with an unqualified yes.